What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. No major problems, but be aware of road work on Kellogg between K96 and the Butler County line in both directions. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunny, breezy, and warm today. A high of 77, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Continued breezy tonight with a few clouds, overnight low 53. It's a carbon copy forecast on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 78. 75 on Wednesday. Storms arrive on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The John Harbaugh era in New York is off to a really great start. They traded Dexter Lawrence to the Bengals for the 10th overall pick. This is less than a week after Lawrence said he didn't want to be in New York anymore. The Giants now have 2 picks in the top 10. This is exactly how you build a roster. This kind of maneuvering should be taught in classes across the country. Now the Giants just have to nail the picks. A little easier said than done. I'm Dead and Dead.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on your way into work. Want to keep listening to us even when you get out of the car. With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can just download the app, visit Odyssey.com, and search for KFH. We come back in. Oh, all right. Let's talk about the Royals. We invite your comments, commentary, Royals fans. Rick says 5 players in the lineup hitting under 200. That's an easy place to start. The offense hasn't been very good so far. In the Yankee series, nobody was very good. Pitching wasn't very good. Offense wasn't very good. Defense wasn't very good. And you've got your captain and not happy with very basic things from the manager. If you missed that story over the weekend, Saturday, Salvi was given the day off. Mike Contreras was asked about it. He said, I think he, what term, mental rest?
Mental breather.
Mental breather. And Salvi went on social media and said, I don't need a mental breather. It's jarring because you just can't really picture Salvi.
Yeah, I will say I'll let him backtrack a little bit on that because it does sound like the disconnect is like when you read Salvi's tweet, like I did. Now you're the same way. I know is that you say that and you see, oh well, Salvi's PO'd. He didn't get to play. Like that's what it reads like. And like I don't need a day off. Like that's what. But then like they kind of cleared it up with him saying like, I don't care. I'll take the day off. That's fine. He's like, but don't say I need a mental breather. Like don't. act like something's wrong with me. Like, people were calling Salvi and saying, like, are you good? Like, what's wrong? Like, are you fine? He's like, I'm fine. I just need to hit the ball. Like, I don't need a mental breather. And yeah, so that's where
there's a language thing. Yeah. There.
But still something stain. It's not as bad as what it seemed. Like, you've lost it so much that it's to that point, but it's one step below that. Like, if you can't communicate,
I think it's weird. I do think it's weird.
It's not as weird as it could be, but it's still weird. I'll say that.
Matt Quatraro should not be this should not be a thing. If he says Salvi, you're out today, Salvi's out today. And 99%,
which I think that's fine. That's what I'm saying. I think that happened. I think that it's the fact of Salvi saying, like, don't put words in my mouth. Which that of saying that about your manager and your manager, you know, like, that is a story in itself.
It is. Salvador Perez before that had not tweeted in 2 weeks. He's about as active as I am on there. And it was a GIF that Eric Hosmer sent out that was funny. You know, before that, it was a shout out to Ozzie Guillen. Before that was March 27th. It was another Hosmer tweet.
Like, anybody that watches the Royals interviews or any, like, Salvi is not that person at all. You know that.
And he's not, but he's certainly not on social media making a, you know, a statement about something his manager said. That's my point. Like, why is Salvi saying anything? Like, Salvi's not on social media. He doesn't care about that stuff. But he took the time to go do that. Like, you do that if you're mad. You do that if you're pissed at what just happened. And so, like, that tells me, again, it's not that he got pulled. I don't know how much confidence there is in Quatraro. I really don't. It's just because we don't have it. We're seeing it. Like, we don't have that confidence, right? Why is the lineup looking the same every day? Now, you can also make the case that the Royals did not do enough in the offseason. That's a different conversation. I don't fully buy into that because I think we have to be realistic with the resources at which the Royals work with. And I think the extension of Lugo and some of the things that they have done, I would maintain that they've still been very aggressive. With the roster, they made a couple trades to bring players in. They tried to add to the bullpen. Like, I don't buy that they sat on their hands. It's not easy to go find power hitting corner outfielders just sitting around. They've called up all their best prospects. They don't have a lot to trade from. Like, I don't have as much issue with that. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I don't think it's just them, like, oh, why didn't they do anything this offseason? Man, they've done it.
I know. I mean, that's my point, is that we sat here in mid-March and said, like, man, we like the roster. They really didn't do anything crazy, but, like, with the injuries that they had last year, like, if they just ran it back, you would think that everything – and, like, the thing that is the perfect example, and it's, like, a big chunk of irony that it's happening after the World Baseball Classic – is that literally the entire baseball world was like, the Royals are going to be nuts this year. Like, look at these guys. And they're the worst team in baseball so far.
So they're not the worst. If you go by run difference, if you go by record, they are.
By record, they are, yes.
So here's where I think we take a step back and look at this. I'm going to tell you the teams that have basically the same record as the Royals. The Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Mets, the Phillies, you know, the Giants. These are all good teams we expect to be playoff contenders. And the Phillies have a worse run differential than the Royals. It is April, and it is early, and these weird things happen in baseball. And so, I'm not going to sit here today and say the Royals have no shot or anything like that. To me, it's the fact that they've won or they've lost too many. They probably should have won, and they're obviously still figuring something out. Now, if there's a disconnect with the manager, we might have a bigger problem here. That's why the Salvi thing is so concerning. Like, boy, if they don't have confidence in him and it's April 20th. I mean, I thought, you know, the extension and everything was a little bit questionable. He's got a losing record over his career with the Royals. He's been given a really good roster the last 2 years. So, I mean, I think that's strange. It's a little strange that we're seeing that. And I hope that's not a bigger story. But as far as the baseball itself, going on the road and playing those teams for 6 games, like, that was always going to be a pretty brutal ask and challenge. Now they have to go and play at home against the Orioles and the Angels. Now, the Orioles are going to be pretty good probably this year. They're also under 500 with a negative run differential. The Angels are under 500. So this is a series, and this is a week at home where you ought to be able to go win some games. And they have to be able to do that. How do they do it? I mean, you know, the Ravens thing is a problem. I'm not confident in the bullpen, but how many leads, TJ, has the bullpen really had to be able to hold on to late?
I mean, like, if they have a lead, it's a one-run lead. Like, that's the thing, is that we all freak out whenever it's something that it's a blown hold or a blown save with a one-run lead. But, I mean, I don't want to bail them out, but in the same breath, like, we're asking for perfection.
Wouldn't it be nice to win a 4 or 5-run game, you know, if you win it big? Like, Ursig blew that save, that's a problem. But they haven't had a lot of chances to just go have a lead in the seventh and then shut it down for 3 innings. It hasn't presented itself a lot this year. So, yeah, the bullpen's a problem in the middle. It's going to stay a problem in the middle. Is it a problem in the back end? Not 100% sure yet. Can they get it to Strom? And probably Lynch is the other guy now, and Ursig at the end of a game. They don't get very many chances to do that. And they got their tails kicked in New York. So I think the offense is a problem because the offense has been a problem going back to the second half of 2024. It's been a problem for a long time. That's where Salvi, you need a day off. Salvi did need a day off. Salvi's playing terrible right now.
I agree.
He looks lost up there. It's not that big a deal, but clearly something's going on because Salvi's had a billion days off over the years. He didn't play 162 games. You've got to be able to mix it up. And why are Cags and Jensen not playing? Like, what the hell is going on with that? Like, are we all watching the same thing?
I know.
If you were going to say what two players outside of Bobby Witt Jr. do you watch every day in this lineup that are hitting the ball hard and giving you a chance, it's those two guys. Like, what are we doing?
I know. And, like, I don't know. Is it? I mean, it's panic time. Like, it's not, like, it's April. I understand. And, like, they've had bad Aprils before. But, like, as I talked about, I said this last week, and I probably said it, like, on Monday or Tuesday last week, and I was like, man, like, they're playing bad, but you can take solace in the fact that, like, this should just be the floor. Like, it has to go up from here or you're not a playoff team. And, like, it got worse from there. So, like, this is, I mean, it like you said, it's probably rock bottom for what the season should be. It can always get worse, but this is what, you can't let it get worse.
Well, it won't. I don't know that it'll get worse. It was pretty bad. Like, does it is there even a chance it gets worse?
They could lose tonight, and then it's 8 in a row. That's worse.
Well, I know, but we don't feel any. I don't know that we feel worse. Noah Cameron was also not good in his start. That's a little concerning too. So now you're looking at, okay, you've got maybe 60% of the starting rotation. That's what I was worried about before the season. It's just like TJ. This is where, like, the Salvi stuff. Like, we're the Royals are reeling. At this point, they've lost 6 in a row. You're sitting there and you're looking at your lineup. You're like, man, we got to find a way to get Isaac Collins and Lane Thomas into this game today. Carter Jensen, we know, has provided, like, all the power for this team. And Jack Caglione is hitting 270.
He batted cleanup the day before.
He's hitting 270. Nobody on this team is hitting 270. He's hitting 270. And he had 2 days off last week?
I think so.
Like, what in the hell are we watching here?
I know.
Like, stop sitting your best players and start making decisions that make it, like, I just can't.
I feel like every franchise has the circle that we're going in right now where it's like, oh, yeah, analytics. Like, let's grow the game. Analytics are going to be good for the game. And then the struggles start coming, and then it's like, well, that guy doesn't pass the eye test yet. It's like let's platoon players because it increases our analytics and our total batting average in certain situations. And it's like, well, that makes sense on paper, right? And then you look at the lineup and they've lost 7 in a row. It's like, why aren't we playing that guy? Like, maybe we should throw the analytics in the trash can, try to win a baseball game.
The Royals are right now, by runs scored, worst offense in baseball. The worst offense in baseball. We know they can't drive any runs. They're having a problem with everything offensively. They've got two young guys that any team would drool over that are just crushing the ball when they hit it. Every time it touches their bat, it's at an insane exit ball. Like everything they're doing. And you're going to find ways to get them a couple days off a week. So that you can play Isaac Collins and Lane Thomas and Starling Marte.
I saw something the other day of, I can't remember exactly where it was, but look at this Royals lineup. Like at the base level, if you want to drive yourself insane, like if somebody says well, maybe this roster just isn't going to work. And it's like, they have batting leadoff, the World Baseball Classic MVP, Bobby Wood Jr. next, a legitimate MVP candidate. Vinny Pasquantino lit the world on fire in the WBC. Salvi, like a Hall of Famer, like multiple-time All-Star catcher, one of the best catchers in baseball still. Jack Caglione, Rookie of the Year candidate that lit the world on fire in the WBC. Carter Jensen is a legitimate Rookie of the Year candidate. They have five of the best starters in baseball, one of the best rotations in baseball whenever they're, you can at least say four of the five. Usually
three out of five. I'm worried about the rotation.
I'll say four of the five give you a chance to win every time they go out there. I'll say that. Depending on who those four are.
Yeah, are you saying Noah Cameron or
I'm saying Cameron and Reagans can switch between the one that doesn't, like right now. Okay. But like Bubic, Lugo, and Waka, I feel pretty good every time they go out there.
Yeah, I do too.
So like that lineup at the base level of all the stuff I just said, and then you talk about Kyle Isbell. He was best hitter in baseball for 2 weeks.
I'm having a hard time with this. I'm having a hard time with this because the decisions are. And that
this,
again,
this
back
is
to,
the one
back
thing
to
I
yesterday.
Said this one.
Yeah. You sit those two rookies and you sit Kyle Isbell too.
Yeah, I know.
Your three most productive hitters outside of Bobby Witt Jr. are not in the lineup when you have lost six games in a row.
Yeah, I said last night on Sports Sunday is that at the end of the day. It's baseball, and things don't go your way sometimes, and you go in cold stretches because sometimes the ball just doesn't fall your way. But when at this point, it feels like it's not bad luck anymore. And I don't know who we point fingers at, because at the end of the day, it's true. The players need to do it. Like, they have to go out there and perform. And they've left so many runners on base, and that you can't blame a coach for that. As much as you want to blame the hitting coach is not going to say, hey, let's try to get a double here. Let's try for the double. It's not the coach's fault that they can't perform. It might be the coach's fault for, the systemic, why can't they do that? Why is the confidence so low in those situations? Why is the lineup changing every day? Does that have something to do with the confidence change? Why is there so much bad luck that it no longer becomes bad luck and it becomes a reality? That's the point where we're getting to now, where you can't just say, bad week. If it turns into eight, it turns into nine, something is drastically wrong. What is wrong?
I think the thing that you're alluding to is the thing that is scaring me the most. And it is the thing why the Salvi thing makes me think, what? Is this bad locker room? Is there some disconnect? Is it what is there? Maybe it's because of the losing streak, but I don't know what game we are watching this year when Cags and Isbell and Jensen all have the day off at the same time. What are we all watching here? Are we watching the same thing? We watching the same games? You're in a horrible streak that you better climb out of quickly. Everything is on the table. Sitting your three out of your four most productive hitters thus far this season in the same game as you've lost six in a row? Why in the world would you do that? Salvador Perez, the most lovable teddy bear baseball player of all time, goes out to a place he never normally goes, social media, to take exception publicly to something that was said? That's what I'm worried about. And all options should be on the table. The Royals are trying to build a new stadium downtown. They're trying to get the public excited to chip in $600 million to build them a new stadium downtown. They have put ownership a ton of money into this roster relative to what we've seen historically. It probably needs to be a couple conversations quickly in the office with what is going on here.
I don't know. I mean, legitimately, like, I don't want to, like, bail them out for anything here. But, like, if we sit here, like, what is your guess? Like, if we even have a guess, like, what's wrong? Like, at the base level, you want to just say, like,
Charles lost the locker room.
That's the only thing that you can say. Like,
I'm afraid the players are sitting there watching the same thing we are and thinking, what the hell are Caglione and Jensen doing on the bench today? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Are we all watching the same thing? These guys are tearing the cover off the ball. They're not always hits, but for a team that can't do anything offensively, they're hitting the ball hard. And you're going to sit them because of the handedness of the pitcher? Like, I hate that stuff. Where's Ned Yost?
But at the same time,
we're also saying, why are your two offensive players that are struggling the most hitting 3-4 every day without exception? It's like the, you know, I'm not a change the lineup every day guy, but if you're going to be, which Quatraro is, maybe change the things that aren't working at the moment. Yep. If you're going to change something, changing out your 7, 8, 9 hitters is not going to be the thing that saves the Royals. Slide some things. It's frustrating. And losing does this, and it was a 6-game road trip from hell, and now they come home. And they play two teams under 500 right now, and they have a chance to win a bunch of games to feel good again.
My one takeaway from this week of Royals baseball is that I do not want to hear anybody say, like, hey, it's fine. Like, they'll figure it out. Yeah. Those games count the same as they do in September. I'm pissed.
Yes, you should. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. There are no more games that count for two later on. These are the same thing. All right, we'll come back. Let's get into the Chiefs a little bit. What's changed over the weekend? We've got portal updates, headlines I missed. Lots of fun on a Monday on Sports Day.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.